Among the communities in Wisconsin closely tracking the presidential candidates are Muslim voters. They were listening when Ted Cruz said he wants police to patrol Muslim neighborhoods. And they were listening when Donald Trump famously proposed a temporary ban on Muslims entering the country. Many American Muslims say this rhetoric is horrifying. And as NPR's Asma Khalid reports now from Wisconsin, it is motivating them to get out and vote.
I meet Asma Sukera in Waukesha County, just outside Milwaukee, and she tells me she's not just disappointed with the way GOP candidates are talking about Muslims, but
more people are latching on to this whole ideology of separatism, banning Muslims. These ideas are so anti-American and so against everything that we grew up believing in.
She's not alone.
I think I had a more ideal image of living in America.
That's Afnan Musaitif. She was born and raised in Milwaukee, but she says it feels like some presidential candidates don't see her as an American.
It makes it sound like Muslims live off, like, cultish, like, off to the side. We have this weird, like, lifestyle, and they have to spy on us to make sure that we're under control. And it's like, no, we're just like you.
I meet Uthman Atta and his family at their house. We chat politics over hummus and falafel. His 13-year-old son, Amin, says he might like to run for office one day himself. He loves politics, but was puzzled when he heard Donald Trump say this.
I think Islam hates us.
Kind of what I first thought is that how would that make sense? Because they're Muslims, like, among America, like, we are Americans. So if he's addressing Americans when he says Islam hates us, he's addressing also Muslims.
Amin is struggling to figure this out. His dad, Uthman, says at home he can make sure his kids don't feel marginalized. But he says Muslim kids are growing up in a world where they hear awful things about Muslims. And he worries that could have consequences.
We don't want to see our children become sidelined or disenfranchised. Because actually that, in my view, is what will ultimately allow those who recruit for terrorism to kind of find people who are disaffected, who don't feel they're part of society, who feel disenfranchised. And that, I think, is what's going on in Europe, more so than you'll find here in the United States.
But Uthman says the nasty rhetoric is also having a positive side effect.
It's encouraging more people to get involved and more people to vote.
He says here in Milwaukee, Muslims are talking about joining forces with Latino and African-American organizations because they have a common goal.
I think that this is a great country, and we want to keep it great. And that's why those individuals that marginalize others or disenfranchise others, regardless of if those people being excluded or marginalized are Muslims or African-Americans or Hispanics or any other group.
Uthman, like just about every Muslim voter I met, intends to vote for Bernie Sanders on Tuesday. But come November, he says he'll vote for any Democrat that can keep Republicans Ted Cruz or Donald Trump out of the White House. Asma Khalid, NPR News.